Is the trend of delaying marriage hurting people financially? This is Single Married Divorced. I'm Eric Grung, and I am single.
Tom McGuire, and I'm happily married.
Allison Collins, and I'm happily divorced.
So maybe not rich, but getting married does help your pocketbook. But the trend of delaying, this is something that we can blame millennials for, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
The trend of delaying marriage can actually hurt you down the road financially, which is, it was an article and research done by Jay Zagorski, who took a look at the wealth growth of married couples compared to singles, and it was a pretty significant difference, 77%, according to this research.
Yeah, they grow. The married people grow their wealth 77% faster than singles do. I think it makes sense. I mean, if you're together, and figure the early days of marriage, you're both working. You're paying one rent or mortgage instead of two.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every bill's basically divided now, right? Mm-hmm. So right there, you have more. Plus, you're already thinking more about the future. So you're maybe trying to invest a little bit more. So when, you know, the story, like, if you delay marriage, you're delaying all of those things from happening.
Right.
So you are kind of... Yeah, you know, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, no, it totally makes sense to me. Damn it, I should have gotten married.
Yeah.
Well, and I think when you're married, you like if you're like, oh, you know, there's a cheap ticket to Dallas, I should go see my girlfriends. If you're married, you have to kind of talk that through with someone else. And when you're not, you can just be like, okay.
See you later. I'm out. Click. I would say that's one part I love about being single, though, too, is that I can do that whenever I want.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you were married, you'd have even more money to do it whenever you wanted. You know what I mean? I think that's like, I mean.
No, I understand.
Then you're buying two plane tickets, though.
Sure.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it is like when you're dual income, no kids, you know, the famous dink, that really is. Like when Beth and I were dating, I was paying rent. She was paying her mortgage. You know, then all of a sudden we get married and that rent payment is no more. Yeah, that's like free money. So, I mean, it's a great way to live for a while.
I feel like I live that way now.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. But you have a, you know, I mean.
No. I mean, when I have been in serious relationships and we would talk about moving in together and things like that and having, you know, and how much we both made. It was kind of like, oh my God, we could do so much.
Oh yeah.
I mean, it seems like a lot of money. I mean, compared to obviously what you're used to is what I'm saying. It doesn't matter if you're making, you know, 50 grand or $200,000. I mean, you're in some cases doubling your income.
Oh yeah. The first time you get married and you see that first tax return with like your combined income, it's like, oh yeah.
Damn, right. I made it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so
part of the article was talking about thinking long term, and my ex-husband used to have this 401k and he didn't even realize he had it, and so I'd go in sometimes and, you know, save more and save more and save more because I always thought it'd be fun to retire early and do whatever.
And he didn't notice his checks were smaller?
Well, I kind of just did all that.
No, but like he didn't, like, you still like look at your paycheck even if someone else is managing your money.
It's his own boss, right?
Pardon?
I mean, on the ranch.
He
right?
ended up getting another job.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, before he moved back. Worked in the coal mine.
Ah.
So, I mean, it would seem like
I learned something today. I didn't know that.
So, he still had all the cattle.
I see.
Got that for insurance purposes.
Ah, okay. Okay.
So, it just seems odd that you wouldn't say, like, hey, my paycheck used to be X. Now it's Y.
Yeah, but the company would.
Direct deposit.
They would. I'm sorry,
automatically take it out?
No, yeah, but they would. But what's it called? They would match up to 10%. So it'd slowly do like...
Yeah, that's free money.
4.1%, 4.2%, and then just keep scooting it up because it...
It's free money, yeah.
Yeah, and then the divorce, we had to split that, and so...
Yeah.
Well,
it still blows my mind that a grown adult wouldn't notice their paycheck was changing. I don't care how subtle it was. It's still... Like, if you have a 9-to-5 job and you have a... base salary.
Yeah,
but if it's like a point of a percent.
You're not going to change my mind on this one. Your paycheck is still the exact same every...
His wasn't, though, because sometimes he would get overtime, or sometimes he would tell me he was working overtime and he wasn't, and so that's when I was like, wait, they didn't pay you that overtime that you should have got.
Yeah, but yeah, so he has a variable income, and that's different. Like right. my, yeah. Yeah, if he has overtime, then it would vary. Mine does not.
Yes, right. So I think that I did make him wealthier, if that's the question.
Well, if you got to split it, you kind of helped yourself too, right?
And there's nothing that I got in the divorce that didn't go to attorneys, so.
That stinks.
But they were very attractive attorneys.
Oh, they were that expensive. I know attorneys, like divorce attorneys, that would be like more like a flat fee thing. Like, here's a, you know.
Well, when you first get divorced, but then you go into, like, say the other person files a child custody case, and you have to put down a certain amount, and then on top of that, every hour they work is, you know, like $400 an hour.
And that's so dumb, too, because all you're doing, if you file a custody case that's as frivolous as that one probably was, all you're doing is wasting the money of the person who's the primary caregiver of your children.
Yeah, I don't think they'd look at it like that, though.
I know, but they should. Literally, just wasted thousands of your dollars that could have been used for the benefit of the girls.
Well, you know. Oh, boy. So anyway.
We may have just lost a listener in Wyoming.
I think we probably lost him a long time ago. Yeah.
You know what? I don't know. Okay. Not that this is on topic at all. He texted me the other day and said, when are we going to become Facebook friends? So obviously I didn't reply at all.
Right.
Get the message.
Where do you think that came from?
No reply.
Well, like, I am his wife asked me my Facebook friend, and I'm like, sure, because I'd love to see, you know, what the girls are doing when they're in Wyoming.
Sure.
And then, like, his mom asked, and his stepmom, and his four siblings. So I'm friends with them, but I don't have anything against them. I mean, it's not like I hold anything against him, but I wouldn't consider him my friend.
Right.
I mean, you would really have an opinion on this one, I'm sure.
But you do have the kids together, so maybe, like, in order to share pictures of the kids. But if he wants to, why doesn't he hasn't requested it or asked you. He just said, nobody finally has, I guess. And when will we become Facebook friends?
Yeah, has he actually sent you the request? Because you see when somebody sends you a request.
No. I mean, fair enough. I think that maybe every time I post a picture has anything to do with the children, I'll send it to him.
No, then you're covered. Then you don't have to be Facebook friends.
I usually do that. I'll just make that a better point. Of doing that. All right, we have solved another crisis.
Whew. Man, I tell you what, this show is getting better and better. Question one, I want my spouse to stay home with our baby, but they want to go back to work.
This goes back to that discussion we had with the Transitions game creator. Like, you would have hoped, I mean, obviously people change their minds, but, like, didn't you guys discuss this before you got married? Like, what was the plan if we have kids?
Well, I would imagine that opinion could change drastically when you actually have a child.
But if one person committed to staying home, are they on the hook or not? I don't know. I'm not saying one way or the other, but so say, like, one person is staunchly like, I want one of us to stay home with the baby, or I want a nanny, or I want daycare. Like, one of the three, that's your basic three options, right? Or a family member taking care of.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever was agreed upon, like, and someone changes their mind, I don't know. How do you solve that problem? It could work in reverse, too. The kid was supposed to go to daycare and both supposed to work, and now all of a sudden, like, oh, I don't want to go back to work. Same debate, right?
I had said that I would stay home, and I said I wanted to stay home after the second child because it just made more financial sense. But after staying home with two kids, they were two and brand new, for 4 months, I was like, this is so hard. Like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done. So I knew that that was not for me, but I also couldn't go back to work full time. Just, I didn't think that was for me either, and then taking care of the kids. So I called the school and asked if I could just go back to subbing a couple days a week, and that was like the balance.
But that's tough too, because you have to make sure you're making enough subbing to cover childcare.
Right.
Right? So that's a challenge too.
Well, I know couples that it was more expensive for both of them to go back to work than just one to stay at home.
Really?
Yeah, because of the cost of childcare.
And then you got to debate who's going to stay home.
Right. Well, I mean, it's probably whoever
makes less.
Makes the least.
I agree.
But
unless one really wants to be the one that stays home, too.
Well, that's true,
I mean,
too.
That's the thing. But, I mean, I think, like, this is, I just can't imagine. Like, Beth and I have never had this issue, luckily. But I feel like if it's like, oh, well, you said this, but I changed my mind. And then it's like, oh, boy, well, good luck ironing that out.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if my parent, I know my mom was she was a nurse, a surgical nurse, before she had my sister. And then I don't think she went back to work until I was in kindergarten or first grade. And even then it was part time. So she was home with us through all those years, but then went back to work. And then she, you know, worked for, I mean, given it was part time, but still she was back at work.
Yeah,
and she wanted to, too. And generally speaking, and I'm not saying that raising a child is not work, it absolutely is, but I think also there is some sort of, I don't know, I don't want to say self-worth, but there is something about, you know, having a job and going to work that probably a lot of people would miss not having one. I remember when I was unemployed for about 9 months, well, 6 months. By the end of it, I was bored. I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
I need something to do. But, you know, so I guess I could see that.
Yeah, but you had a pretty good situation, though, when you were unemployed. I mean, you were working.
I was not working in my career.
Like summer in the city, basically.
It was the summer for me. It was great. I had a great time. So I suggest everybody do it.
So like, once you changed your mind, though, did the ex-husband like just fully support, or did he have any
qualms about it?
Qualms, or, yeah.
I mean, I think it goes back to making sure that if your spouse is miserable, like I am, like I needed to speak with humans. I needed to, like, because like the way the nap schedule is working, it didn't allow me to like get out of the house as much as like I was a social being, I think, innately. And so to be in the middle of nowhere and not be able to get out of the house because I have two little kids, I think that was really, really hard on my soul.
I think
the other part of that was you were living out in the middle of nowhere too, right?
Yes.
I mean, so it's not like you could, you know, walk to the park and there would be six other moms there, right?
Right, yeah.
Or dads, for that matter.
No, I would drive into a town.
Good catch.
I would drive into a town and...
So for me, like with Beth and I was always, all the only thing I said, this is all along I always said, I don't care if one of us wants to stay home or one of us wants to go back to work, like that didn't matter to me. But I did say that I would prefer either one of us stay home, either one of us, or we hire a nanny. And here's the only reason I said that. I'm not anti-daycare by any means. It's probably really good. I'm sure Caitlin would benefit from more time with other kids and
socialization,
and an authoritarian figure who's not related to her.
Building up your immune system.
Yeah, the immune system's huge, I'm sure. But for me, I didn't want Caitlin to have what is maternity leave? I don't even know. Six weeks?
It depends on the company.
The school district gives us 6 weeks.
All right, so whatever it is, right? There's that window of time when mom and baby get to be home. And then when the mother goes back to work, or father also, obviously, then I felt like the baby ends up like on a schedule, like its entire life, right? It's on like it's waking up on an alarm clock from 3 months till it retires, like, you know. So I didn't want Caitlin to have to always be waking up at a certain time, getting dressed, going to school, quote-unquote daycare. Yeah. I wanted to have some time to be able to, like, grow up like how I grew up. Like, you sleep, you wake up whenever you wake up, you play at your house, and you don't have to have that, you know, preschool comes, kindergarten comes, and then click, you know, the alarm starts going off, and that's the world you're in. So I just said I wanted her to have some time where she's not scheduled every day of her life. So that's why we went, you know, nanny for a while and what have you.
So my older one did a one-woman daycare. So I'd have to be at school at whatever it was, 7:30 or something. So I'd drop her off about 7-ish. And so she was, I mean, definitely on a schedule. And then when I had the other one and I stayed home for a while, she didn't really have to. And then I got divorced soon after she was, I mean, she was only 6.5 months when I moved back here. And so she could sleep in as much as she wanted because I would leave for work and then my mom would take care of her in the morning.
Yeah. I mean, I just think, I mean, probably the kid doesn't care in the long run, but to me, it's just this thing I had. I'm like, I don't want her to be on an alarm clock her entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's an interesting way of looking at it. Yeah. Yeah, I'd never really even thought about it that way.
It's probably completely meaningless in child development, but to me, it was a thing. And Beth was on board. She's like, yeah, I see that. I was more like, you know, like a 2-year-old, like, you know, we have a rule, like, let a sleeping baby sleep. I mean, depending on the work situation, it could be 6:30 in the morning, like, hey, wake up. Time to get dressed, you know, time to...
Mm-hmm.
So I just didn't want that. I don't know.
We have to leave my house by 6:30 every morning.
Yeah, but your girls are, like, going to school, yeah. And then you have to be at school, so that's got to be... And, like, no one has flexibility, right? I mean, that's, like, school starts and you have to be there.
Yeah,
so it's not like you have an office job where you can, hey, I'm going to come in at this time instead of that time. Or,
right. Can someone just watch my students for a while?
Yeah.
I'll be in.
Let's go to our dating question. This story comes to us through an email from
Susie.
Susie is the winner. Obviously, that is a name that Tom just made up. But this was an interesting story. She had been off of the apps for a while, was in a relationship, even though she had said she didn't want to be in a relationship, and recently got out of that relationship, got back on the apps, and had started swiping, matched with a young man, and as they were kind of messaging back and forth, they had gone out a couple of times, but as they were messaging back and forth, she got a series of messages from this young man. Picture messages, yes. And I say young man, I actually have no idea how old this person is, but they got
the girl says she's 30, so I'm guessing
in that ballpark.
Right, okay. Well, a series of pictures came into her app, and on Bumble, anyway, you can't immediately look at the pictures. You have to hold your thumb on them in order for them to appear. Fearing the worst, or maybe the best, depending on how you look at it, she decided to take herself to a secluded place to open up the pictures, thinking they were, of course, possibly...
Dirty.
Thank you, Tom. Dirty is a good way of putting it. Yes. A dirty picture that a man might send to a woman.
Which I can't believe is a thing, but yes.
Oh, it is a thing.
And it's crazy.
I know. It's wild to me, too. But anyway, she got herself into a secluded place, and it was worse, she says, than she even thought, because it was pictures of his kids.
Which can't be worse. It can be as bad.
She says worse.
I know. She's trying to be funny, I think.
I don't think she is.
I don't think so either. That's not the tone
It's a bit early for that. It's a bit early. Haven't been on a date yet and you're sending pictures of your kids? I don't know.
Well, that was a little up in the air. I can't remember.
I read it as that she hadn't been on a date with him yet, but they had been chatting back and forth.
Yes. Okay.
They had not been out yet.
But she, you know, thought there was a connection, and then she got all these pictures.
Right. Yeah. I think anytime you're on an app and you start sending pictures within a few messages, that's, to me, that's exactly what I would think is happening, too, that these are going to be, you know, sexy
creeper.
Pictures.
Yeah, it'd be creeper.
I come to think of it, when I was on the apps, I say this like it was so long ago, but, you know, I remember this one specifically because there was some sort of connection with Iowa in football or something like that. Oh, yeah, she had gone to Iowa, but we didn't know each other.
And played football.
But Iowa was playing that weekend, so I sent her a picture of... it was just on the eighth day God created Iowa, and it's a, you know, kind of a famous postcard from when Iowa went to the Rose Bowl back in the 80s. But as soon as I sent it, because we'd only sent about 2 or 3 messages back and forth, as soon as I sent it, I was like, oh crap, I know exactly what she thinks this is. And obviously she opened it, and then she sent me back some picture of an Iowa hat or something, I don't know, but that fear did go through my mind. It was like, oh crap, she thinks this is a sexy picture.
I can't believe that's I just can't believe that's a thing. But anyway, I guess it doesn't matter. We don't discuss that. But I think, I mean, I can see where the kids would freak out, like, hey, this is... I feel like kids are... I've never dated with kids, obviously, or dated anyone with kids, but I feel like they're treated kind of... You kind of keep them out of the picture for a long time. And
I do, yeah.
I think most people, right? I
literally and figuratively keep them out of the picture.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't make it unknown that you have children.
Right,
yeah.
No, I make it very clear that I have children. But
well, I mean, I mean, not just you, but I think people with children, I mean, you want to protect them too. I mean,
right.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I think it's really weird that, I mean...
That he would just start sending those pictures.
Yeah.
But he may be trying to use those kids.
Mm-hmm. Hey, cute kid.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he doesn't know who he's dealing with. Because she's
apparently
like,
not.
No.
I'm wondering if she messages him back at all. No. I'm sorry. I didn't read all the way through the email. She wrote back, cute.
It's like when you write back, fun.
Fun. But we'll have to check back in with Susie.
Yeah, keep the kids out of it for a while, folks.
I would agree with that as
well. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've seen, like, I've been on dates where, like, when we meet face to face, and then I'm like, oh, you know, like, I don't know. If we're talking about something, I may show them a picture that's on my phone or something.
At that point, you've met in person and you're having a discussion. You're not texting.
I don't know.
Randomly.
It wouldn't be like the first date or anything.
I was on a date one time where we had gone out, we'd had a good time, and we we'd gone out on two dates. And later, she was texting me on her way home from the date, and she had said, I don't know, a couple of things, and then about an hour later, I got another message from her. She's like, hey, can you check my profile again? And so I went back on the profile, and she had added in the mother to a sweet three-year-old. Again,
we're about cute.
Yes. Fun.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I think, again, we're all at that age where, I mean, if you're dating at this age, that's not unusual.
Yeah.
And you, I mean... Unless you have some big thing against it, and I don't. So
and she waited a couple of dates to,
make
sure
was,
she liked you.
It was kind of weird that how she did it, though. She just didn't tell me. She like redid her profile to put that on there. I would say most people are pretty honest about that I've been out on dates with. That, I mean, they're almost always in the profile that they have children. There's been a couple times where they would say, "Oh, I don't put this in there," but I always tell people when I meet them. That I have, a kid or whatever, blah, 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 and then...
Yeah, and she might have been innocent. She might say, I want to meet someone, make a connection, and then introduce that element of it. And if it doesn't work, if that's a
deal breaker,
it's a deal breaker, but at least...
I know, but I wouldn't want to know right away if that's going to be a deal breaker.
I lead with that, for sure. I mean, I know people, like Tom says, where they say, first I'd see if they know them, then I say I have children. But I feel like they're almost ashamed that they are. Like, oh, maybe they won't like me because I have kids.
Yeah, that's the kind of feeling I get, too.
I mean, that's my first thing. Like, I'm a mom.
Say it like that,
say
too.
It just like
totally,
that, too.
It'll totally
I have two.
People.
I have two kids. I like to drink Malort.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I don't, but...
All right, question number two. This kind of goes back to maybe one spouse staying home, the other one going to work and doing the 9-to-5 and coming home, and, you know, that's the way the family dynamic works. The question is chivalry dead? I say no, only because I'm a pretty big fan of it.
Yeah, I say no. I think if you're anti-chivalry, like... Get over yourself. Who cares? If somebody wants to treat you nicely, that's fine. I mean, maybe you can go too far.
What do you mean?
Well, maybe like lay it on too thick and be too old-fashioned. Like, I don't think a gentleman has to order for the lady anymore. You know what I mean? I think that's, if I started ordering for Beth, I think I'd be taking it a bit far.
Right.
But if I'm holding doors and...
Giving
my seat up to a lady. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I don't either. And I do that. And I think it's crazy when I ride the train that I
mean, don't?
And, yeah, not only that, but like pregnant women will get on.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just ridiculous to me. But I don't know. Allison, I'll ask you. Because I do this every once in a while, and I don't think it's bad, and I've never had anybody say that it is, but... So, like, I'll be out with a woman, and we'll be talking about what we want to order, and we're like, oh, And I'm a big fan of let's get like two dishes and something else and then just kind of split. And, you know, if they're up for that, then generally speaking, when they come over, I'll just order. You, not generally, but sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't, but...
That's fine. That's not ordering for the lady. That's we're going to split right, these two dishes. Right.
Yeah. I don't say I do it all the time, but I have done it. I don't know. Do you think that... What
yeah,
do you think about
I don't
that?
Think that's weird. And I've had people order for me, and I don't think that's
You mean,
weird
like, order
either.
Your dinner?
Well, no. Like, I say... They're like, oh, what are you going to have? And I say, oh, the grouper cheeks or whatever. And they say, oh, and she'll have the grouper cheeks. I just feel like maybe it's efficient. Okay. I don't take it as a...
No, you tell him what you... He's not saying, the lady will have the, you know,
no.
Whatever.
Okay, that would be weird.
That would be super weird. Is that what you're talking about?
I believe in the old days, sometimes the gentleman would say, like, here's what we're having.
Yeah.
She'll have a side salad with some pepper.
I guess if I know for sure, like, Beth definitely wants... But, like, what if someone changes their mind? Or you know, I always let the lady go first. Like, I never order before Beth.
Right. Or when they come up and they ask, you know, what you want to drink.
Yeah. I always tell, a good server will automatically...
Go to the woman.
Go to the ladies. What I don't like is when a good server makes a point to be like, hold on, guys, I'm going to go to the ladies first. Yeah, thank you. You don't need to tell me that. Just get the ladies' order.
Like, right. Well, I think he's trying to put a...
Trying to see how solid your marriage is.
Sometimes they say it in a way where it's like not like, oh, ladies, like ladies first. Like, yes, of course. But sometimes they say it, I'm like, yes.
Sometimes you go to those fine dining places, and what would the lady be having?
A side salad with water and lemon.
And you look at me, Buster.
Yes. Call me sir.
I'm laughing because we were just talking about Ferris Bueller earlier today. That'll do it for the show. I don't think chivalry's dead. Allison, do you want chivalry to be dead?
No, I have this...
Do you hate chivalry?
No, I feel like I... confuse people because I want chivalry, but sometimes I want to do things myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I want them to offer, but I might choose to do it myself anyway.
Sure. Here's something that I don't do this, but, well, I don't know. Maybe I do subconsciously. You know, you're supposed to walk on the curbside.
It's easy to have that accidentally not happen.
And it's almost
sometimes
weird.
I catch myself.
No, I just walked here a ton. I think I walked on the curbside.
Did you?
Well, I tried to push her a couple times, but let me think. Well, I think it was a little back and forth. I do think it was a little back and forth.
I did jump over a huge hole in the middle of the street.
Mm.
Well, I thought you saw that coming.
There was a little girl to the side, so I couldn't like crunch her out.
I was being a little more aggressive than Allison on the walking. which happens generally with Allison and Beth and most
Tom's people. Legs are a foot longer than mine, so...
Right. Well, I've actually... and I remember a couple of people I've dated, I tried to get on... once I realized that, I tried to get on the curbside, and they've not called me out on it, but they kind of laughed. They're like, I know what you're doing. You don't have to. It's, you know...
You almost have to just call yourself out. Like, if it's with me, Beth and I would just call it out myself. Like, uh-oh, hold on, and like...
Oh,
make
yeah.
a, like, comically...
big, yeah.
Like, make a big thing of it. If a car is crashing, it's going to hit me first, all right? I think that's what it comes to, right? For being splashed on, or is that...
Well, I think it's safety, or...
I do that with the kids. I always, you know, just in case.
Keep them on the inside.
Yeah. Mm.
That makes sense.
I guess.
All right, that'll do it. Chivalry is not dead. We've decided right here on Single Married Divorced for Tom and Allison. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to tell your friends and share us on social media. We'll have a brand new episode next week for Tom and Allison. I'm Eric Rung. Have a great week, everyone.